Hello, my name's Jack.
And I'm Rich, and welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English.
We recommend that you listen to this podcast on the Premier Skills English website, because that's where we have the transcript, language examples, activities, quizzes, and a discussion page to help you understand everything we talk about.
However, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can leave answers to our questions in the review section. We do read all the reviews and would love to hear from you.
We're also looking for more people to interview in our podcasts.
If you want to practice your English skills and answer a few questions, just email us at premierskills@britishcouncil.org and we'll write back to you.
Don't forget that we have our Football English podcast called This Week that you can listen to at the start of every week. This week's episode is about Match Week 24 and the FA Cup. We speak about Liverpool's surprise draw at Shrewsbury Town.
Some of the words and phrases we look at include a replay, to slump to defeat, and to be in form.
It's on the Premier Skills English homepage, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and lots of other places right now.
In last week's podcast, we spoke about Chinese New Year and asked you to use the BBC website to find out more about the year you were born in.
We found out that Shohei Komatsu from Japan and W. Santa from Argentina are snakes. Rafael Robson from Brazil is an ox. Milos from Serbia is a dog. Leika Wang from China is a rooster. Takuya from Japan is a dragon. Merziaki from Indonesia is a monkey. Alex from Ukraine is a tiger. And El Ghul from Algeria is a rabbit.
If you want to complete this lesson and learn more about the Lunar New Year and the adjectives we use to talk about the animals in the Chinese zodiac, you need to go to our homepage. Click Skills, click Listen, and click Podcasts. It's called Learning Vocabulary, Personality Adjectives.
In this week's podcast, we're going to talk about computers and staying safe online.
That's right. The 11th of February is Safer Internet Day. So we're going to talk about computers and the words and phrases we use to talk about online safety.
In this week's role play, Jack has a problem with his computer, and I offer him some advice. To be honest, I don't know much about computers. That's why we're going to focus on the language more than the advice.
Your task is to share your top tips for staying safe online. I'm sure most of them will be better than some of Rich's.
Before all that, though, we need to look at last week's football phrase. If you didn't hear our football phrase last week, we're going to give you one more chance to guess now. We'll give you the correct answer at the end of the show where we give you a new football phrase.
Big news, Rich. Can we have a sound effect for this? Last week, for the first time ever, nobody got the right answer.
Your phrase was too difficult for everyone. Do you think you should win a prize or something?
No, actually, it was probably because my definition was too complicated.
You think so? Ah, well, let's have another listen now, and we'll give you the correct answer at the end of the show.
Remember, you can also write your answers in the review section on Apple Podcasts, if that's where you listen to us.
The football phrase is... This phrase means to be much better than the other team. In fact, it means to be so good that the other team should not even be on the same pitch competing with them. The final word in the phrase is the grassy area where kids often play games. Liverpool have been so good this season. Every team they've met.
We'll give you the answer at the end of the show and we'll have a new football phrase for you to guess. In this week's role play, I have a problem with my computer, and Rich is not entirely sympathetic.
While you're listening, we want you to answer two questions.
What advice does Rich give?
What action does Jack decide to take? You okay? You look well hacked off.
Are you teasing? Do you know?
Do I know what?
I've been hacked.
You've been hacked? Oh, sorry. That was an unfortunate turn of phrase. What's been hacked?
My laptop, I think.
How do you not know? Is there not a big flashing message on your screen saying, cyber attack, you've been hacked, send me all your money now?
It's not a ransomware attack, at least not yet. No one's asked me for money.
What's happening then? Are your passwords not working?
No, I can still get in, but some weird things are happening. My camera's on, but I didn't turn it on. Look, the light's on.
Do you think someone's watching you? That would freak me out. Put a sticker over the camera.
That's not a very techie solution, Rich. Cybercrime's worth millions if we could just use a sticker to stop it.
Yeah, okay. Why don't you update your security software or something and run a scan?
Yes, I will, but some of my settings have changed too. They seem to have been restored to the default settings, and I'm getting these pop-ups everywhere. Adware, malware. Ah, I don't want all this.
It says, congratulations, you've won a prize. Click on that.
I'm not clicking on anything.
Did you click on a dodgy link in some spam email or something? You shouldn't do that, you know.
No, I never click on anything like that. Not even if it says it will make me a millionaire.
Well, I reckon your computer's ill. It's sick.
You mean a virus, don't you? My laptop has been infected with a virus.
That's it. It's got a virus. Do you know what I'd do?
What?
Turn it off and on again. Might go away.
Yeah, it might or it might not. But it might not be such a silly idea. Turn off my Wi-Fi, unplug the router, then restart my computer in safe mode.
Safe mode? Why would you not always do that? Is there an unsafe mode instead? What if you want to start in really, really dangerous mode?
Yeah. Quiet. Then I'll remove the programs I've installed in the last few days. That might work. Then reboot again?
It'd probably be worth resetting your passwords too. You can't use football 123 for everything.
I thought that was you. I use a password management tool. It remembers all my passwords, so I don't have to.
Good advice.
Okay, I'm going to shut down now. It's so annoying.
Ah, well, at least it doesn't look like anything too bad. Do you want me to cheer you up while we're waiting?
How?
With a joke. It'll help you keep your mind off things.
Really? If you must.
Here we go. Hey, officer, how did the hackers escape? No idea. They just ran somewhere. Do you get it? They just ran somewhere.
Yes. Yes, I get it. And it doesn't keep my mind off things, does it?
Oh no. I suppose not. Funny though, eh? Did you get the answers to the two questions we gave you?
The first question was, what advice did Rich give to me?
I gave you lots of advice. Some of it was good advice and some of it maybe not. I told you to put a sticker on your camera so cyber criminals couldn't see you. I told you to update your security software, to run a scan on your computer, not to click on any dodgy links, to turn your computer on and off, and to reset your passwords.
Yes, all good, solid advice, especially the sticker on my camera. Our second question was, what action did I take?
It seems that you followed my advice. You decided to turn your laptop off and on again.
I kind of followed your advice, but I also wanted to start my computer in safe mode and uninstall a few programs.
Okay, well, our main focus this week is not to give you expert computer advice, but to focus on lots of the words and phrases we use to talk about computers and online safety.
Let's start with what happened to me in the roleplay. I was hacked. Normally, hackers try to get into your email or other accounts.
My auntie's always getting hacked. She keeps sending me messages telling me to ignore any strange emails from her because her email's been hacked.
The people who do this are called hackers. They often want to steal information or do something illegal. It's a crime, and the people who do it are criminals.
We spoke about cybercrime in the roleplay. This is crime that takes place on the internet.
A prefix is a letter or group of letters added at the beginning of a word to change its meaning. Like, im changes possible to impossible, or un changes likely to unlikely.
The prefix cyber means related to computers and the internet, and we used it a few times in the roleplay.
We said that cybercrime is worth millions. These are crimes that are committed online. Hacking is a cybercrime, and hackers are cybercriminals.
I also said that Jack was the victim of a cyber attack.
A suffix is a group of letters that's added to the end of the word to change its meaning, or often the type of word. The suffix might change a word from an adjective to a noun, for example.
The suffix ness, N-E-S-S, creates nouns from adjectives. Happy becomes happiness, sad becomes sadness.
The suffix ware is used for nouns such as software and hardware, and other types of software too, such as ransomware, malware, and adware.
Software refers to all computer programs, and hardware refers to the machines and the electronic parts we can hold and touch.
We mentioned ransomware, adware, and malware in the roleplay. All of these are specific types of software that are used for one purpose.
Ransomware is a type of computer program or software that blocks your computer and demands money or a ransom to unblock your computer or return data to you.
Adware is software that downloads usually unwanted advertising onto your computer.
And malware is software that is generally designed to damage or destroy your computer or steal data from you. Ransomware and adware are two types of malware.
And malware, adware, and ransomware are all types of software.
Quite often, we download malware by mistake when we click on a dodgy link in an email. Dodgy means something or someone that's not reliable, doesn't work properly, or possibly slightly criminal.
We often see these dodgy links in emails that are described as spam.
Spam is unwanted email that is sent to millions of people. Spam often contains viruses in links. A computer virus is a program that enters your computer and often attempts to destroy or steal information that you've stored on it.
Okay, the words we've been looking at so far describe the problem. What about describing possible solutions to these problems?
Two solutions I suggested in the roleplay were to update your security software and run a scan.
Both of these words can be nouns and verbs. To update something means to add the most recent information to something.
So, if you update a computer program, it will add the most recent software, check for bugs, and generally work better after you've done the update.
The update. It can also be a noun. We can check for updates for software on our computer, or we might turn on automatic updates.
To scan means to check or examine something. When you run a scan on your computer, it checks, it scans all your data to see if there are any problems or viruses.
Let's look at a final couple of words. Rich is no computer expert. The final bit of questionable advice he gave me was to turn my computer off and then back on again.
On most computers in English, we use another phrasal verb instead of turn off. We shut down our computers.
But there's another option if we want to turn it on again straight away. We can click on restart. This will shut down our machine and reboot it immediately.
Reboot, that's a nice word.
I like it. It's better than restart. Reboot means the same as restart, but it just has more purpose. It feels right.
Okay, so we've looked at lots of words connected to computers and the internet, and we have more on the Premier Skills English website. You'll find more examples and activities to help you on the homepage.
Or find this lesson by clicking Skills, Listen, Podcasts and Learning Vocabulary, You've Been Hacked.
In this week's task, we want you to share your top tip for staying safe online.
In the role play, Rich gave me some strange advice, like putting a sticker on my camera to stop cyber criminals knowing what I'm doing.
That was not my only bit of advice. I also mentioned passwords and security software and things like that.
Yes, you did. Maybe I'm being a bit mean. Anyway, we want you to tell us the one thing you think is most important for online safety.
Is it connected to software? Is it about passwords? Is it connected to chatting to people you don't know? Is it connected to sharing details online?
You might think it's one of these things or something entirely different. Let us know your opinion in the comments section on the Premier Skills English website. Okay, it's time for this week's football phrase. It's your turn this week. Let's make it a little easier than last week.
I will. I promise. This week's football phrase is... This technology is being used in the Premier League this season for the first time. And it allows a referee watching a replay to change decisions made on the pitch. A couple of phrases that are now very common include it's gone to... and overturned the decision.
That's an easy one. If you've watched the Premier League this season, you can't have missed it. Let's see who gets it right.
Before we leave you, we need to tell you last week's football phrase. It was really difficult, but the answer was to play a team or someone off the park.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. If you get it right, we'll announce your name on next week's show.
If you have any questions or comments or suggestions for the podcast or anything football or English related, you can leave them on the website in the comments section, on social media, on Apple Podcasts, or you can email us at premierskills@britishcouncil.com.
Remember, you can also email us if you want to practice your English skills and answer a few questions for a future podcast.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.